In life, there are universal laws that govern everything we do. Now, these universal laws never err, not even once. These laws are so perfect, in fact, that if you were to align yourself to them, you would have that life of abundant prosperity and joy and ease of living. We know that these laws exist, but we don't really know a lot about them. Of course, you know, we're most familiar with that law of attraction, right? But did you know that there are approximately 50 universal laws? And if we are to master this game of life, then we must know and apply all of the universal laws. So today, I'm going to share with you what I believe to be the top 20 or 25 that really hone in on what this thing about life is all about. So, no matter your religious beliefs, you must know that God is the creator of this universe, right? This infinite God of universal being, as some prefer to call him, her, a great spirit, father, mother, God, infinite intelligence. Whatever the name is, it doesn't matter. But truly, we were created in the likeness of this God. And this is why understanding the universe is absolutely perfect, and that if we were to get into alignment with these laws, then life would go a little more orderly. Whatever man wanted to do, if they worked in connection with these laws, you would find plenty of abundance and perfection abounding, despite the little mishaps that happen every now and then. You see, our failure to follow the universal laws is what causes you to be out of alignment. And so it's important that we understand these laws. I want to welcome everyone in today. Obviously, I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and once again, it's my pleasure to be here with you. As I go over these laws, if you have any questions, I invite you to call in. That number is 323-203-0815. And as we go over these laws today, I want you to really think about them and how you can begin to apply them to your life. Now, all of you know that I have a website, affirmationsforliving.net. And if you haven't already been there, which I'm sure many of you have, please visit it today. And you're going to see a new tab. It's all about my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And I'm excited because I'm in the middle of the publishing process. I don't know if anyone has had a book published recently, but quite the task at hand I've undertaken. And if you can, if you like the messages that you're hearing today and each and every week, I would invite you to go and donate, whether that be $1 or $2, because understanding as one or more of us come together, right, then we can have an impact on someone. And so you may think by yourself, $2 isn't much, but when you add that to the next person and the next person and the next person, it certainly can make a difference. And so I invite you, as you listen today, to go to my site, affirmationsforliving.net, and push that donate button. It will be greatly appreciated. And so, of course, you have to know the rules to play the game. So let's begin with the rules. The first is the law of harmony. What I find interesting about this law is that it really seems to be the underlying current of all of the universal laws. So, you know, you may master the law of attraction, you may get this law, you may get that law, but it's about being in balance. It's about the harmony. So, the law of harmony states this. It supersedes even the fundamental law of karma, for harmony is the supreme potential of balance. The purpose of karma is to attain harmony. if you threw a rock into a pond, you disturb the harmony of the pond, right? You are the cause. The effect is the splash and the ripples that flow out and back until harmony is restored. Similarly, your disharmonious actions flow out into the universe and back upon you, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, until eventually you are in harmony and it's restored. So think about that for a moment. You throw that rock on a pond and it ripples out, and that has an effect until it balances back, it comes back down, and comes back into harmony. So if you're living a life and you're wondering why particular things are happening to you, then perhaps we need to examine this universal law of harmony and bringing things back into balance. There are so many different tools that you can use to come back into harmony, right? Anything from a past life regression, so that you, if you want to know where in a past life things happen that are causing you to have these current experiences, or perhaps you just want to start to release and do the work and ask your higher self to show you where these issues are so that they can easily be resolved and then come back into harmony. So as we go through all of these universal laws today, I want you to really hold on to the idea of harmony and balance, because you're going to see where they all interrelate to each other. Okay? Next is the law of reincarnation and karma. So until you have resolved your karma and fulfilled your dharma, which are the deeds you must do, you will continue to reincarnate in sequential lifetime upon the earth. Neither God nor the lords of karma bestow suffering upon you during these lives. You and you alone decide what you must need to learn in your earthly sojourns. For each life experience, you seek out other souls, often with shared histories and always with karmic configurations matching your needs. So whenever you act with intention, you create karma. Actions are considered to be thoughts, emotions, words, and deeds, and the motive, desire, and intent behind each. So disharmonious acts must be balanced in the future, in this life or in a future lifetime, to have soul growth. So how interesting is that? You know, it's important that we understand that the experiences we're having are the experiences we truly chose, because that's how we would play out this karma, right? And this dharma, the deeds that we do, the things that we're doing are hopefully bringing us into harmony. And I guess the long-term goal is to get out of the reincarnation wheel. So if that's your desire, then it's truly time to start to pay attention to those things that you need to clear up and understand how important your intention is. See, because if you're not living through intention, then clearly you're living through default. And default doesn't get you anywhere. It gets you the same old stuff, things that you don't like, and whether you ask for them or not. And so it's important that you begin to intend with love in your heart, so that you can begin to do the deeds that gets you through fulfilling your karma, right? So again, if you have any questions about this, don't hesitate to call. And that number is 323-203-0815. Of course, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I definitely will share with you what I know. So moving along is a law of wisdom. Wisdom erases karma. Now, isn't that interesting? If you have the wisdom to learn your lessons through love and wisdom, You can mitigate your suffering. And when I say suffering, of course, it doesn't mean, we have this imaginary thing of what suffering is to us. Suffering may just be going without a new pair of shoes. It's whatever you are vibrational match to. So don't think that it's something that it has to be so elaborate to be suffering. It really is what you are a match to will dictate what the suffering is for you. Sadly, we seem to learn fastest through pain, through directly experiencing the consequences of our actions. It's like, no, Johnny, don't do that. You put your hand on the hot stove and you know not to do that again. Well, that's what this suffering is all about. But so many people, through this idea of false programming, unfortunately, don't get that and they continue to repeat these things. And so, if you want to bypass all of this, learn the lesson as quickly as you can. Start to pay attention. Get off of that autopilot and pay attention to your thoughts, to what you're vibrating, to what you're feeling, so that you can come more in harmony. There's that word again. Okay, so as an example, then, you greedily take from others, and instead of learning through wisdom and love that this is wrong, you have to experience from others someone greedily taking from you, whether later in this life or in the future lifetime. So, you have to pay for your actions. Remember, those actions are the dharma, right? And so you may be looking out at someone and say, well, that person is really rotten and they're robbing people, they're taking advantage of people, yet they still seem to be prospering. Well, we just explain what's happening, right? Their dharma, those deeds that they're doing, is creating karma for them. So they may even move through this lifetime appearing to have everything that they desire, but they will be back on that reincarnation wheel, and the next time, someone will be doing the same thing to them. If you think about that for a moment, it would be a lot better if you could just get through all of that in this lifetime instead of having to repeat it lifetime after lifetime. So, in your last life, you were married to a soul who is your mate today and whom you cruelly left far for another in that previous lifetime. Before you were born into your current life, you agreed to be left by your mate under similar circumstances. This will allow you to balance your karma and directly experience the pain of abandonment. If through wisdom of master life awareness, it is easier to detach consciously from the relationship with love, you will ease the pain of parting while also passing your own test and thus absolving karma and evolving within. So you see, wisdom is a wonderful thing. And it's so very interesting about this idea of wisdom. I remember as a little girl, I have two older brothers, and one in particular, would always do crazy things and silly things. And I would just observe him, knowing that I'm not to do those same things because I can see where those things were leading him. And so it was an early on idea of this wisdom that I can learn from someone else's experiences what the outcome would be if I chose to do those sort of things, those dharmic things, right? Those deeds. And so, wisdom, I was able to bypass certain things because I learned from others' experience. And that's a wonderful thing because it doesn't matter where the wisdom comes from. So, I would offer to you, again, in becoming aware and the detached observer, that you pay attention to what's going on around you and really understand how you can allow it to connect into you or not. So that's a really interesting one. The next is the law of grace. Karma can be experienced to the letter of the law or in mercy and in grace. In other words, if you give love, mercy, and grace to others, you will receive the same in return. And boy, is that important. So even if you have lots of karma, right? Lots of things you have to work through. Right where you are, if you begin to vibrate to love, to grace, to mercy, to compassion, and begin to have those for others, and that's for everyone that you come across, then the universe will have that for you. And so your lesson then won't be so hard, so painful. A wonderful way to move through the karma wheel. Now, the next is the law of soul evolution. Because we are here expanding, right? We're evolving as a species. So it's important that we understand what that looks like. Everyone on Earth shares this goal of soul evolution. Whether they realize it or not, it doesn't matter, right? The truth is the truth. You'll come to it eventually. So we have reincarnated because we desire to evolve spiritually. By raising above all of our fear-based emotions, and in so doing, learning how to express unconditional love, we raise our vibrational rate and move closer to a state of harmony. There's that word again. It's so important that we understand that this is all about being in harmony with the universe. You see, let me just say this right here. God, this powerful energy, creator, source of all that is, flows in one direction. That's of love, of light, of giving. And you are either in the flow or you are not. And so as you get in the flow of God, you're in harmony. Now that means being of love, having compassion, mercy on others, and then, as Jesus said, treating others as you wish to be treated. So that's how important it is to be in harmony. So even where it appears that we are not evolving, we are in reality making progress. We learn through the pain of our disharmonious acts, which can be viewed as our mistakes or failures. This is the law of soul evolution. So it's very interesting. Wherever your life is in this moment, whether you're having the time of your life and just enjoying it, or you're struggling, lessons are being learned. Now, you may not realize them on this third dimension, but the truer aspects of yourself, the higher aspects of yourself, understand that you're getting it. And eventually, everything will come to harmony. So you just continue to move down this path and allow yourself to unfold and awaken, because it will happen for each and every one of us. The next is the law of Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is a Sanskrit term commonly accepted by most metaphysical adepts today. It means one who has earth to support others in achieving enlightenment. Let me repeat that. It means one who has transcended the need of earthly incarnations, but who has chosen to return to earth to support others in achieving alignment and enlightenment. He knows he will never really be free until all souls are free. Most serious students of metaphysics have entered this development stage of their evolution. And I might add that's the stage that I know that I am at. And it's pretty powerful because you understand that you're here to be of service. And it moves you to be that space of love and to just, in every opportunity that you have, to help others come to the light. Next is the law of vibrational attainment. The entire universe operates on the same principles of vibrational energy. Everything Okay, I do believe I have a call, so I'm going to pause for a second. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling in to talk to Edwish.
Yes, that's me. Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I wanted to call in and ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you getting feedback?
Yes, I am, but I don't think that's going out to the audience. I think it's just in studio, so we should be okay.
Okay, so I wanted to know about the karmic debts. If we have a karmic debt, such as, let's say we're destined to be poor, to learn a lesson about money, then what good is it to put our attention on trying to be abundant and have abundant thoughts and all of that if we have to fulfill that karmic debt anyway?
But see, here's the thing. You don't have to, right? So if you, through wisdom, understand that that was the debt that you took on, then it's time to move your vibration up to love, to compassion, to mercy. And as you move your vibration up, then you're able to bypass the lesson. Remember, that was part of one of the other laws. And so it's through the grace that karma can be experienced, and to that you're able to remove the karmic consequences.
Okay.
So that's the thing. And the other part of that too, because we all have life lessons, and I know that in past lifetimes I've taken the vow of poverty. So obviously if I was a nun in a past lifetime and I took a vow of poverty, then that would stand to reason that that law, that vow is still with me. So as we awaken and as we become aware, we have the power and the ability then to start to change those things. That's what this is all about. So we don't have to be stuck in those particular things once we become aware of them. And so I was able to cancel that vow of poverty. You're able to cancel those things by your new actions that you take. So the dharma, the intention and the actions that you take. So you obviously have to balance it and then come into that harmony part with love, right? Compassion, mercy, all of those attributes. And that helps you to get rid of that karmic lesson of lack and limitation.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Does that make good?
Yes.
Yeah, because think
Okay,
about it.
thank you.
If you're welcome. And think about that for a moment. If you had no power here and you just had to go through, then we would all just stay in this thing called autopilot, right? And
Oh,
so,
that's true, yeah.
yeah, so that's what this whole purpose of awakening is all about, so that we can get off that autopilot and now start to live thrive through intention instead of on default. Default tells us that that karma is going to keep us in that place. Intention tells me I can now start to do something about it.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you, Edwige. Nice
You're
to speak with
welcome.
you.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So yeah, that was actually a really good question and cleared up a lot. So understanding that you don't have to be stuck with what that karmic lesson is, if you start to live the law of grace, right? The law of gratitude, there are lots of different laws that I continue with that will help to overcome what that limiting lesson is. Okay, so back to the law of vibrational attainment. So the entire universe, as we know, operates on the same principle of vibrational energy. Even when Einstein discovered that matter is energy, he opened the door to merging science and metaphysics. The scientists have proved that energy cannot die. It can only transform, which to us means incarnation. And by its very nature, energy must go forward or backward. It cannot stand still, for to do so is stagnation, resulting in transformation. You are energy. Your skin, which appears solid, is actually trillions of swiftly moving molecules orbiting each other at a specific vibrational rate. A physical life rate you have earned in the past as a result of how harmoniously or disharmoniously you have lived your past life and your current life up until this moment in time. When you are harmonious for a lifetime, you will have attained the highest vibrational rate, the God life. And so, you know, we talk about this thing about vibration and being a vibration to this and a vibration to that. To be a vibration of the highest caliber is to vibrate to God and the universal law of love. Now, that's not always the easiest thing because we stand in the judgment. And so every time we look at someone, something, some event, and we place a judgment on it, then what are we doing? We're lowering our vibration because we're not in harmony, right? And we're going to get to that other law, the law of allowing, because nothing's broken. And so it's really important that we pay attention to our vibration and to raise it. Now, I have a new book coming out, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it gives you lots of information all about raising your vibration because it's that important. And so think about it. What brings you joy? What makes you laugh? What raises you up to feel good? Are things that are helping to raise your vibration. Meditating raises your vibration. There's lots of things that raise it. And you want to pay attention to that. And once you really have reached that point where you've raised it and it stays up, you stay in a state of vibrating. You hear me always talking about how I pulse vibrate. I pulse vibrate because that energy is so high, so pure that I feel it just about 24 hours a day, and it feels amazing. Now, the next is the law of free will. The law of free will operates in three ways. The first, okay, although many of the major events in your life are astrologically predestined, you always have free will to mitigate the impact of the event or to transcend it entirely. This will result from how you live your life up to the situation you have been destined for yourself experience. If you give grace and mercy to others, if you are positive, loving, compassionate, and demonstrate by your action that you have learned past the lesson, you can minimize disharmonious experiences. And Laura, that answers your question perfectly. And so understand that, you know, you come in astrologically this square and here, and, you know, I'm an Aries born April 13th. And so 8 o'clock in the evening, Friday the 13th. So all these things written in the stars about, right? However, through my free will and how I intend to do things now will determine how it plays out. Basically, where am I vibrating? So if I am vibrating love and doing good, then I get to bypass those things that I wrote that aren't so much the things I want to experience right now. So an interesting thing is this idea of chaos into harmony. So where you are at any particular time, there are a set of events that could take place. Some are better than others, but where you're vibrationally will determine which one of those things or potential will happen. For example, back in December 2003, I was in a car accident. Now, about 2 weeks after that car accident, angels appeared and told me I survived because it was time for me to bring people to the light. That was my purpose, part of it, certainly. Now, that accident happened to bring me into harmony? Absolutely not. But unfortunately, at that time in my life, that's what my vibration resonated to. That law of resonance, right? That's where I was vibrating to. And so that's what happened. Now, had I been closer to doing my thing, you know, serving my purpose, had my vibration been higher, it could have been something as simple as them just showing up and saying, hey, it's time, get on board, let's start bringing people to the light. But that wasn't the case. And so an accident happened. It's okay. So the next part of the law of free will is, as you obtain master of your life awareness and develop conscious detachment, you will be far less affected by worldly events than in the past. A master of life enjoys all the warmth and joy that life has to offer, but detaches from the negativity by allowing it to flow through him or her without affecting him. Now, anyone who has come into one of my coaching classes or any of my webinars will know that I say this all the time. Become a detached observer. And I'm going to share with you how my guides taught me this lesson. And you've heard it before. The story about me driving up to my store that I used to own, and I parked, as I was parking, I had a flat tire. And I let that event put me in disharmony. So at the end of the day, obviously the tire was changed. I went home. And in the middle of the night, there was an outside voice that said, disconnect from an uneven temper. Now I thought to myself, who on earth is that? Because I'm home by myself. My husband's out of town. Who just said that? And there came the voice again, disconnect from an uneven temper. And of course I got my attention and I said, oh, you're talking about the event of earlier today. How I allowed that to take me out of my heart. How it disconnected me from being in harmony. And of course they said, yes, love is everything. And so it's important that we understand that as we're raising our awareness, as we're getting off of this thing called autopilot, that we disconnect, right? And become a detached observer. And again, here I'm going to say this thing about watching the news. If you cannot watch the news and stay detached to what they're talking about, I would advise you not to watch it. Okay? If you cannot have a conversation with someone and they're talking about politics or whatever, and you get all involved in it, all your emotions, you get heated up in it, then you need to not have that conversation. You see, you're adding to the disharmony of the universe by adding your energy to what is. You need to stay detached, knowing that all is truly well, and that this is just an illusion. And you need to stop believing the illusion. So it's important that we truly understand that we are to be the detached observer. Now, when I say detached observer, understand that I'm not saying not to have compassion. I'm not saying not to have mercy, right? Because we're supposed to have love and mercy and compassion. So I can feel for you and send you love, but not be attached to the outcome of it. Important to remember. Okay, and so the third one, which is really important as well, you always have free will in how you respond to any situation. If you respond with positive emotions, compassion, and integrity, then you have probably learned your karmic lessons and will not have to experience a similar situation in the future. Wow, that makes sense. So let me repeat that. If you respond with positive emotions, compassion, and integrity, you have probably learned the karmic lessons and will not have to experience a similar situation in the future. So that's how important it is, this idea of love, right? Compassion, mercy, and to treat everyone as your brother. Because truly, everyone is, right? And that golden law, that golden rule applies. So it's very important we begin to be in harmony with it. And so if you know that your karmic lessons are really rotten and you don't want to experience them anymore, well, this is how you bypass them. Start to be positive. Start to think positive thoughts. Start to give loving energy to people all around. Start to be kinder to people, nicer to people. Stop talking about people, right? All of the gossip. Stop all of that. Because all of those things are in disharmony with universal laws of love. So now the next one is the law of one. Every soul living and disincarnate is connected at the level of the collective unconscious, deep within the higher self. We are all part of the great energy called God. And because we are all part of God, we are all God. You know, and it's so funny because I hear people out there who would say that's blasphemous and all sorts of things about saying that you are God. But if you understand that God's energy that is in everything, through everything, then you understand that that God spark is within you, right? It is the goal of the all to move the energy forward, creating more energy. So in living harmoniously, we each increase our vibrational rate and intensify the vibration of the entire gestalt. When we are disharmonious, we decrease the vibration of the entire field of energy. Because we are one, everything you think, say, and do affects every other soul. So, you know, this is how I like to describe that. God is like the sun. We are all the rays of the sun. As we go out and do our good deeds, the sun grows from the energy that the rays just fill up, and it creates expansion, and the sun continues to grow warmer, brighter, and that's the process. So we are the feeling part of the extension part of Source Energy God. And we have an important role to play. So next is the law of manifestation. Of course, everyone likes that law, right? Everything manifests begins as thought, an idea. Ideas and experiences create beliefs, which in turn create your reality. If you are unhappy with your current reality, you must change your beliefs and your behavior. Beliefs can be changed when you recognize those that are not working for you and begin programming what will create success and harmony in your life. The unlimited creative power of your mind through dedication, awareness, and training can be the wisdom to rise above your karma. Within physical and spiritual laws, you can manifest any reality you desire to experience. In regard to changing your behavior, you must decide which disharmonious behavior you want to eliminate. Then be aware that you don't have to change how you feel about something to affect it if you're willing to change what you are doing. So you see, you get what you get because you're manifesting it. And so if you don't like that, you have to change what you're doing. So understand that everything begins with a thought, because that is the energy of it, right? And then it goes out and becomes a belief. And then that belief in turn will create reality. Because as you have that thought, it actually then moves from the conscious, because the thought is in front, it's the conscious. Then, as it becomes the belief, it goes into your subconscious and it programs you. And now your subconscious then tries to figure out how to make it your reality. And then it's going to come back out and become your reality. Very interesting how that works. So you think a thought, and then it becomes your belief, and then it's made manifest. So in all those steps, there needs to be harmony. The next is the law of conscious detachment. And I think I've already talked about this, but we're going to share again, go deeper into it. Buddha's early teachings are best summarized with one of his statements. It is your resistance to what is that causes you suffering. And by suffering, he meant everything that doesn't work in your life. Relationship problems, loss of loved ones, loneliness, sickness, accidents, guilt, monetary hardship, unfulfilled desires, and on, right? When you accept what is, you accept the realities in your life without resisting them. Some things are facts. They exist. And no matter how much you resist them, there is nothing you're going to be able to do about them. Change what you can change, but have the wisdom to accept unalterable situations as they are, without wasting mental or physical energy attempting to change what you cannot change. Out of acceptance comes involved detachment, the ability to enjoy all the positive aspects of life, but to allow the negative to flow through you without resistance and without affecting you. So here's the thing, the difference between being a positive thinker. It's not that we're saying, look at everything with those rose-colored glasses and pretend that everything is just so perfect and so wonderful and la la land. No, but I look knowing that the negative things that happen, I can quickly move through and that it's okay. And so there's a big difference. The next is the law of gratitude. From the perspective of karma and the law of one, the more you give, the more you will receive. The more you assist others, the more you will assist yourself. The power of this law also works in each your day-to-day life. And to really master the laws of attraction, you must also master the law of gratitude. For in being grateful for what to receive, that sets into motion the universe to bring you more and bigger and better. You know, my favorite thing to do is I receive something that I absolutely am thankful for. I say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. More, please. And so this universal law states you must show gratitude for what you have. If you show gratitude, you also show that you appreciate the things in your life. No matter what those things may be, it is just a matter of acknowledging them and telling the universe that you are glad you have them in your life. And by having gratitude, you actually speak your growth and success faster than you normally would. This is because if you appreciate the things you have, even if they are small things, you are telling the universe that you are accepting of them and that you are open to receiving more, right? So that's why it's so important to understand the law of gratitude, because if you're really trying to work with the law of attraction and the law of manifesting, you have to be grateful for right where you are at this very moment for those little things. So if you're asking for abundance, if you're asking for prosperity, and you pull up to the curb or you pull up to fill up your car with gas and you see a nickel on the ground, well, guess what? The universe doesn't know the difference. And so there's that nickel. You are to pick it up. Thank you. More, please. Understanding that money is a third dimensional thing. It's a physical thing. And so in the non-physical, they don't really understand or fully comprehend it. And so that's why you pick up that nickel and say, thank you, more please, so that the next time, it's $5, it's $10, it's $15, it's $20, more please, more, so that they understand this idea of this is nice, I am so very thankful for it, feel my vibration of gratitude, now make it bigger, make it more. So it's very important to understand that. Also, while I'm sharing that with you, let me say this. Understanding that we have our guides and our team in the non-physical, and that they are higher dimensional beings and are vibrating at a much higher rate than us. So their world is very ethereal, right? Everything that you communicate in meditation and quietly contemplating to yourself, they can get if it's of higher vibration, like, hey guys, I love being of service. Continue to help me to expand. Continue to help me to connect in to all that is. All of that is wonderful, and they can understand and feel that because that's a vibration of higher consciousness. But when you want something like money or a new car or something that's a 3D thing, you actually have to say it out loud because they don't feel that. So you have to say it out loud and vocalize it. So that's a little secret to this idea of the law of manifesting and the law of attraction. Okay? The next is the law of fellowship. Very interesting one. When two or more people of similar vibration are gathered for a shared purpose, their combined energy directed to the attainment of that purpose is doubled, tripled, quadrupled, or more. This esoteric awareness has been used by esoteric religious healing groups and recently worldwide meditations for world peace. So, the idea of church is wonderful. However, that's not necessary. And to all those who go to church, that's wonderful. Whatever makes you feel good, fills you with joy. However, fellowship, two or more coming together for a mutual cause, connecting heart to heart, and there has been that fellowship. Next is the law of resistance. That which you resist, you draw to you, and you will perpetuate its influence upon your life. Resistance is fear, so it is something you need to karmically resolve. The law of resistance assures that you let go of the fear by encountering it until you are forced to deal with it by learning conscious detachment. That is so important that we understand this idea of fear. Fear is the opposite of love. Fear is the idea of being afraid of some future event, right? Some future outcome. We're fearful of the future. And so, as long as you have that fear, you will continue to perpetuate its influence upon your life. And so many of us have fear of death, the fear of poverty, the fear of so many things. Let go. We know that we are energy, that we're eternal beings. So there need not be this fear of separation. So whatever it is that you're fearing, you need to address it. Take it out of its little box that you've been hiding it in and begin to address it, resolve it so that you can let it go and be freed from it. So if you have a strong resistance toward people of a particular race, or your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, or your resistance is fear, the quickest way to overcome that which you fear is through direct experience. Thus, you will reincarnate. So let's say, for an example, you have a resistance to another race. You're going to reincarnate into that race so that you can have a direct experience to it and move past it. And by the way, if you don't know, as we reincarnate, because this is about life lessons, we reincarnate in both sexes. We reincarnate in all races and nationalities. It's just what it is. And finally, because I'm running out of time, I want to conclude with the law of attraction. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. You attract what you are and that which you concentrate upon. If you are negative, you draw in and experience negativity. If you are loving, you draw in and experience love. You can attract to you only those qualities you possess. So if you want peace and harmony in your life, you must become peaceful and harmonious. So as we close out today, I hope you got a few things that will help you and to think about, to help you to release those things that are holding you back, peeling away the layers of the onion, as they say. And we will continue these universal laws next month. So stay tuned. In the meantime, I invite you to go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And once again, please go to my donate button and donate what you can. It's greatly appreciated. The book is really exciting. Again, it's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it will be out probably the next month or so. I am very excited about that. If you don't already have my app, Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, please download it today. It's free. And every Monday, I send out affirmations. By the way, if you in need of a particular affirmation for what you're experiencing, contact me, and I will create an affirmation for you and whatever that need is. So until next time, I want to thank you. Blessings abound. This has been Reverend Dr. Radvij, and you have been listening to Affirmations for Living. Thank you.